My friends, as we begin this video, I want to begin with a prayer. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Blessed Mother, I entrust to you this prayer that it may be for God's greater glory. I ask you the grace to allow me to praise you, Blessed Mother, that all those that hear this video may be drawn to you and through you to Jesus. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. So my friends, we are on Corpus Christi Sunday. We have so many feasts, you know, kind of coming around this time of the year. You notice we had Pentecost a few weeks ago. We have Corpus Christi. We had Trinity Sunday. We have all these different feasts that come up. And these are there to kind of highlight these different festivals and these different aspects of our faith. But I want to focus on something a little bit different. So this Saturday, it was June 13th. Something that was significant for me. So I want to take us back to the Blessed Mother and the apparitions at Fatima, which began on May 13th, and every month thereafter on the 13th, leading up to October 13th, there was a different apparition. And you know, when people focus on Fatima, a lot of times they focus on the need for us to convert, the need for us to repent, and sort of the motivation that's behind it is fear. It's because we're going to go to hell. It's because God's going to punish the world. It's because there's this great world war. And kind of all these other themes that sort of attract our attention and our imagination. And it kind of stirs us to change. And it stirs us to become better people. But, you know, I think there's a more powerful motivation in these apparitions that's hardly ever spoken about. But I think that it's the most essential one. So the true motivator of the three children, Jacinta, Lucia, and Francisco, the true thing that motivated them to become saints is, guess what? Let me give you a second to figure out, to see if you can guess it. I bet you can't. But it's this one word that when you hear their description of some of the things, it's really striking. The number one motivator for the three of them was beauty. All three of them were completely in awe of the beauty of the angel who appeared to them several times before, I think about a year or two before the apparitions of the Blessed Mother. And then when they saw the Blessed Mother, Francisco, I think, for instance, would say, "Oh, the angel is so beautiful, but the Blessed Mother is even more so." And for instance, on the Feast of St. Anthony, which the apparition happened on the Feast of St. Anthony, which was really important for the Portuguese people. So you can imagine there was a little bit of conflict for them, because do they go and celebrate the Feast of St. Anthony or do they go see the Blessed Mother? And you know what they said? They said, "Oh, St. Anthony, he's not beautiful like the Blessed Mother is. Her beauty is what drew them to her month after month. Her beauty is what drew them to make all those sacrifices, to pray all those rosaries, to suffer so much for the salvation of souls and for poor sinners." My friends, that's the same motivator for us. Look, at the end of the day, we're going to stop being afraid of whatever it is, of our parents, of the law, of the government, of the communists, of aliens, of God, of the devil. We're going to stop being afraid. We're going to kind of get used to that. And we're just not going to care anymore. But what is unending, what is infinite, and what will continually move our hearts, world without end, is beauty. Beauty above all things is a motivator that you can't get enough of it. There's something can't ever be too beautiful, or beauty doesn't ever really run out. How many times have you looked at the sunset and you thought, "Oh, I'm used to that. It's kind of run out of its beauty." Or how many times have you seen this exotic landscape in a movie or in a documentary, or when you've traveled and you see something and you think, "Oh, yeah, too much beauty. I'm done. Bored of it." Beauty has this amazing quality, especially because it reaches our eyes, which happen to be the senses that can take in the most information. Did you know that? Of the five senses, the one that could take in the most details and informations and traits and qualities is eyesight. Her visible and physical beauty enraptured them. It drew them into ecstasy. It made them fall in love with her. So what does that mean for us? That's what we need to ask the Blessed Mother to let us see. We need to ask, maybe, let's ask those three saints. Well, Lucia is not canonized yet, but she's on her way. Jacinta and Francisco were canonized back in 2017 on May 13th. Let's ask those two saints, and Lucia, who is most likely in heaven, to pray for us to have the grace to see the beauty of the Blessed Mother. That's what's going to convert our hearts. That's what's going to make us saints. But most especially, that's what's going to lead the world to God. Not by scaring them, not by talking about hell, not by any of those things, but by moving their hearts through the power of beauty. My friends, I hope you and I and everyone that we meet is able to receive this grace to see the beauty of the Blessed Mother. Because really what she's reflecting is the infinite beauty of God. This is what will change the world. Beauty. Let's ask the Blessed Mother to reveal her beauty to us so that we can become saints like Francisco, like Jacinta, and one day like Lucia. God bless you. Have a beautiful day.